Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. The message for today I've entitled, Our Anticipated End. In Jeremiah 29:11, we find these words, For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an anticipated end. When we look forward to the future, I wonder, are we anticipating what the Lord has prepared for us? Or is there a feeling of dread? I fear so many times that God's people fail to understand the blessed hope that we have in eternity waiting for us. We find these words of Jesus as he spoke to his disciples, Do not let your hearts be troubled. You trust in me. Trust in God, for I alone am the one that can give you eternal life. And in my Father's house, I have prepared a place especially for you. It is a home that will last forever. That is the hope that we have, and it's not a hope that is uncertain. It's a certainty. It is a promise that God has prepared something for us beyond our wildest imagination. As we think about the gifts that we give those here on earth, sometimes the gifts fall short of what we really feel toward that person. How can we express the love, the appreciation, the joy that they have brought to us? And I think many times it's by spending time, by calling, by praying for, by being with that person in such a way that they know they are important to us. Across the years, I've been asked to pray for people, and I have to honestly say I don't know how to pray. I can recall one member of our congregation years ago who asked me to pray that God would heal her mother. I didn't know how to pray. You see, her mother was 102 years old. And she wanted me to pray that she would be healed. And I found myself almost choking on my prayer. And then the sweet thought came from the Lord, and I'm sure it was from the Lord. Lord, your will be done. I give her to you. And as I prayed, I felt like, oh, Lord, you know how to take my prayer. And the Spirit knows how to pray when I do not know how to pray. I once was attending a pastor's conference, and the speaker confessed to this room full of pastors that his prayer life was sometimes a mystery to him. He said, For years I would be asked by members of my congregation or people that I knew to pray for a loved one who was very ill, and he said it seemed like every time he prayed for them, they died. It was embarrassing because when he prayed for healing, they died. And one day there was a man came to him and said, Would you pray that the Lord would take my mother home to be with you? She is so sick, and she's just been lingering and not getting well. And we just pray that the Lord would just wrap his arms around her and take her home to glory. And the pastor said, oh, in his heart, he thought, this is what I pray. This is what I live for. So he prayed and said, Lord, take her home to be with you. We just put her into your hands now, Lord. Just welcome her into glory. He said, immediately she got well. She was healed. She lived many more years. And he said, it set me on my ear. I recognized I didn't know how to pray until it came to me. I needed to pray, "Your will be done. Show me your will." In this passage of scripture that we have, the Lord has thoughts for us, and those thoughts are of peace and not evil. The purpose of those thoughts that God has for us is to give us an anticipated end. Our end is not here on this earth. It is not here. It is in eternity. And when we have that peace that passes all understanding, we need not fear death. Oh, to be at the bedside of a loved one. And I've been at the bedside of my loved ones, my daughter, my wife, stand out in my mind. As I watch them slip from the bonds of this earth, the pain and the anguish and the suffering that they experienced, and enter into that blessed peace with the Lord. And I actually wish I could be with them. But I recognize as the Lord just seemed to fill my presence, "I have a purpose for you. You be faithful to me, and I will show you great and mighty things." God wants to show us great and mighty things because we have an anticipated end that is forever in eternity with Him. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, we know that you are able to do abundantly above everything that we could ever ask or think. And I pray, Lord, as we now come to you, that you would just be with those that are going through times of uncertainty, wondering what you have in store for them. You give us an anticipated end. You know our tomorrows. In fact, you know the next minutes of our life. And I pray that we might live expectantly, that you would open up doors of opportunity for us to be of service to you. Guide us and direct us now when we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and become a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.